Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is so generous in His ways, in His love. And when all this is over, we're going to know that God did everything possible to redeem every single man. But it got down to His choice. What would He choose to do? Abraham sent his servant to go get a wife for his son. Now, when the Lord is with you, you can do things that you normally couldn't do. If He was going to have a thriving nation, you have to start with strong parents, godly parents, people of faith. And I want to show you an example of what God is doing. Everybody that God can salvage and save and restore, they got to be, you know, he bring us to a point where we will love what's right. And if put in the same situation, these are the kind of people that will go to heaven. If put in the same position that Adam was in, they would not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. After salvation, the kind of people that will make heaven, hear me good, I'm not wrong, they're the kind of people that will never eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They will do what's holy. They will do what's wise. They will be pure in their heart. Galatians chapter 5 made it very clear. Fornicators, adulterers, thieves, liars will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, in your study time, you can study these things and you'll know for yourself that this is certain and so. Now, as you go forward in life, you're going to learn some things. This is why you have to pay attention to the Lord. Because the Lord made things specific, and that's what He's going to go by. I remember preaching at my dad's church. I said, a lot of people go by what they think is right, but you got to go by the Word. That's what God is going by. God is going by the Word of God. He always have and He always will. And the Lord loves His people, so he made things plain for us. So, and He's telling the truth. You can't go by how people present God. You have to go by what God has said Himself. That's what you got to have faith in. That's the faith that overcomes the world. Believing things that man thought was right for years is not where you get faith that overcomes the world. That's where you get surprised that you're still in the world. Now, the kind of people that God will save are the kind of people that will always select to eat off the tree of life. They will always select to do what's right. They will always forever select to never sin, because they're in the kingdom of God. And they learn and grow from glory to glory. And they want to. These are the kind of people that will believe on Jesus, get saved, and live in Christ, and not go back to the beggarly elements of the world, and never falter. They're going to go forward, not backwards. But there are people who get saved, and then they toy with the world, and the world gets in their heart, and they start doing things according to the world, and they forget about God. And they don't, you know, they don't restrain themselves from evil. They never drive it out of their heart. And so it's a forever problem. And a lot of people they endeavor not to do wrong, and they struggle. All these things happen. But God doesn't give up on us. He loves us. And He cares about us in every way. Now, back to what I was saying. Abraham sent his servant to get a wife for his son, because the daughters of Heth and the daughters that were around Canaan land, they were like a grief of mind to Abraham and Isaac and Rebekah. Isaac sent his servant back to some of Abraham's siblings, they were godly people. And see, back in those days, godly people were rare, just like it is now. And so he had to do what he had to do. So people, like I said, people in those days that loved God were rare. And we saw in Genesis that everything bears fruit after its type. That also includes the character of man. So Isaac sent his servant to get a son. Abraham sent his servant to get a son for Isaac. And because Abraham was living in a place where there were no godly women of faith. And so he looked for a wife that was raised by his brother's children. Now, so they went to Bethuel's house, his servant did, and he found Rebekah. And he prayed and he said, Lord, let the damsel that you selected for Isaac, let's her to offer me water and also water for my camels. And Rebekah did. She gave him all the water he needed and all the water for his camels. And this was remarkable in his eyes. And the angel was with him. So when this all, the way it played out, he told that her father and her brother what he had done. That he was sent to get a wife for Isaac. And they were all excited. And the father said that she could go. So it was settled. Now, then the next day, the brother and the mother was trying to get him to wait 10 days. And you didn't hear from Bethuel anymore. Now, I caught that, but I didn't understand what may have happened. And Pastor Jim, the fourth, my pastor, he said that, he studies Old Testament, sometime, and he said that they feel tradition may have suggested that Bethuel may have died. And then their funeral process was like 10 days. Now, this is theory, but it could be true because he's not talking anymore. He had already gave his blessing for her to go, and that was settled. And they couldn't reverse it, but they wanted to wait 10 days. And he said, don't hinder me because the Lord is with me. And then they said, well, we'll ask the girl. So they said, let's ask the damsel. And now, if the father says something, and the brother, they have authority, it's settled. Doesn't matter what the damsel would say. But they said, let's ask the damsel. The Lord got it to where it was down to the damsel's choice. She could go or stay. And she said, I will go. Now, the Lord is looking for people who will make a choice to serve him, to do what's right, because it's right. People of faith are required to produce people of faith. People of faith are required to do people of faith. God had to have people of faith to do his perfect will. You can't get people, Jesus put it this way. True and false prophets, he said, you'll know them by their fruits. A false prophet can't produce good fruit. A good prophet can't produce bad fruit. That's just how it is. Some trees, they make healthy fruit because it's a healthy tree. Some trees produce poor fruit because it's not a healthy tree. Now Psalms 1, it talked about a tree planted by the living, by rivers of water. A tree that's planted by rivers of water, that's what a wise man is like. The Lord has been selecting people that will obey him to relay his truth. He gives us light according to how we love light and how we reject darkness. The kind of people that will live forever with God in heaven are people who believe on Jesus Christ, and they're the kind of people that will not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil all over again. They won't do the things that God said don't do in Galatians chapter 5. They, you know, they fill their heart with the love of God and they can't sin. And most preachers say, well, no, when John said that they, you know, when you have that kind of love in you, you don't sin. No, you don't. How many people fill their heart with the love of God and then go rob a bank or run off with somebody else's wife or cheat on their own wife? That don't happen. You have to have a level of hatred in your heart to cross the line. You have to be persuaded with darkness. It has to be in your heart to cross the line and sin. That's just the way it is. If you follow God and do His word and speak what's in His heart, He's with you to help you do these things. And Jesus is our high priest. Now I know that people falter in the course of their life before Christ is formed in them. Things happen and they're off balance. They have satanic interference, worldly interference, desires, pleasures that they got to sort out. But if you keep filling your heart with the Word of God, you'll have all that you need not to sin. But life is more than just not sinning. You reject sin and you fortify your heart against it, and you'll never do the things of darkness. Even your habit system, if you fill your heart with the Word of God, your habit system will get in order. The way you process life will develop. You'll develop godly character. And some lines you'll never cross again. But the Lord set us up to win because Jesus is our great high priest. And if you know your sin, you ask for forgiveness and you turn from it. Now, I want to talk about repentance, because sometimes people think you just ask for forgiveness and try not to do it again. That's what a lot of people do. Or they ask for forgiveness and then they forget about it, without fortifying their heart against it. And I said, Lord, I don't want to displease, I don't want to do something that gets on your nerves, because I love God and God is right. He gave me His best and He deserved my best. And I can't pay for salvation, and I understand it. But I can at least do what He say do. I appreciate salvation so much that I want to make sure that I don't cross the line and do all that's in His heart. So I ask Him to help me to go forward and not backwards. I ask Him to, when I have a problem with something, I said, Lord, I know that I'm going to do that again because I don't have it together yet in my mind. And I asked Him to help me to deal with the way I process things. And sometimes, some things are not sin, it's just a habit. It was very difficult for me to charge a fair amount of money for the work I do. And I know it sounds weird, but that's what was in my heart, and it was a problem. I care about people so much that I don't like to charge like I'm supposed to, and it became a problem. So, and I couldn't buy tools I need. I'd work too much and wouldn't have much to show for it. And I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, why do I do that? What's going on? Why is this such a problem for me? And he said, you feel that you in your heart, he used the word in your heart, that you got to be a blessing to others at your family's expense. Now I knew how to start the repentant process. I had to get new information and realize what it cost me to do something, how much money I'm going to have to be compensated for. There's a certain amount of money you're going to have to make continually in order to meet all your responsibilities in life at the rate of inflation. And if you're making a 1970 wage and 1990 wage, you're going to be in debt. And you have to charge more for what you do. And you can be so focused on what you're doing and what a fair wage is, but it changes. The wage changes every year. When gas doubled, it changed. Everything changed. You can't keep your prices like it was. And people with good sense understand that, even though they don't like it, but reasonably they understand it. And if they try to take their car anywhere else or get the same kind of service anywhere, it's going to be triple. And so they always come back. If you're not charging enough, you know, they want good work, and they'll pay for it. But you can't undercharge. And if you're a business, you got to make a profit, or you're not going to be in business. So I had to, in order for me to repent and become effective, I had to change the way I process information and why. And this works for, this is an example of business, but it works for moral issues as well. The good thing is the moral issues are easy. You've been made righteous and you don't have to sin anymore. You don't have to, sin doesn't have to dominate your life anymore. And you can go forward and not backwards. That's the good thing. And God loves us. He cares about us in every way. And he wants us to know him and thrive in life. But you have to do some things that's right. And you have to make that Rebecca choice. You have to follow the way of life. You have to, sometimes she received her visitation. She received her visitation. When she was visited with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, she jumped on it because she was living in faith already. See, people that miss their visitation, their once-in-a-lifetime chance to do something, is because they're not in faith at that time. And they're distracted by the world. So what God has done, we're going to appreciate everything. He set us up, and he evaluates everything. And when he divided the sheep from the sheep nations from the goat nations, everybody that had his kind of faith in their heart, they were elected and selected for life. Jesus prayed for not only his disciples, but those that would hear them. So this includes some people that were already sinners, because Jesus told the disciples that I have other sheep that's not of this fold. In other words, there are people coming in that's not in yet. And our high priest, Jesus, secured our lives while we were out in left field. And there are key moments in my life where the Lord made the difference. I could have done things that would have altered my life. And through the prayers of my parents and the Lord dealing with me, I avoided terrible things, terrible troubles. And this is, you know, other people as well. A lot goes into our salvation, not just the day we believe, But the Lord put people in our path to tell us at times where it would work, and we were here, and then we get saved. And then he works to keep us saved. And we experience things that knock us, that show us where we are, so that we can repent. Now, the people of God repent. Now, the Lord said that he was about to come back, and I said, Lord, what about so many people have not heard the word in a way for them to make a sober decision? And he corrected me. He said, my word went forth, and people, there are people who heard the word and did the word and excel, and there are people who rejected the word. So what I sensed was, you know, the Lord did give us a straight measuring stick. And the people that he left because he had to. They would not go forward. They would not repent. They would not live. They chose the way of the world. They turned their shoulder against God because they turned their heart against God. So the people that end up in heaven, they are the kind of people that will never eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They'll let it be. Not just because they know what will happen if they do, but they don't want to. When it's all said and done, we're going to finally understand that people who rejected God did so by choice, because they love the ways of the world more than the love of God. And there's a scripture for it. The time will come, they won't endure sound doctrine. They won't receive the love of God. They'll reject that for the world. And these are our kinfolk, sometimes our children, or sometimes even our parents, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, preachers, who deny God for the world. And then it's going to become, that's the purpose of the Antichrist. He's going to bully people into hell. And he's going to expose people for what they are on earth. See, when the rapture happens, people are going to wonder, why did God take those and didn't take these? And then they're going to be put in a situation and their betrayal will be obvious. And you're going to know for a fact that these kind of people God couldn't take to heaven no way. God already knows. So whatever God does is right. Now, and many people will be so sad because of their children. Don't get mad at God. They were God's children before they were your children. He has more invested in your children than you do. But those who work with their children and taught their children the ways of God, they're more likely to have children in heaven and grandchildren in heaven. See, if your children get away from God, you can forget your grandchildren. Unless you're going to have to work all and pray all kind of ways to get your grandchildren to survive your children if they're off course. And it can happen. Some people have sour children, and their children ain't going to make heaven, and their grandchildren, they're hoping that their grandchildren will. And I do too. I hope they all make it. But the kind of people that make it are the kind of people that will love God and not sin. They reject sin. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.